When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to A View from the Stands, a podcast series in which we discuss the new normal in the world of sports. I'm Aditya Iyer, and with me is the national sports editor of HD, Rudraneel Sengupta. The IPL is finally underway and we've got to look at all eight teams by now. So let's get right down to it because we have plenty to cover in this episode. Rudra, what were your first impressions? And can I force you to begin with our combined favorite team, Rajasthan Royals?
Yes, you don't have to force me at all. I want to begin with Rajasthan Royals.
Go for it.
I hesitate to say that they're my favorite team, but they're certainly the team that I'm most interested in. For this is that they are, we spoke about this at length.
But you can weasel out of calling them your favorite team. They most certainly are, boss. Like you can twist the words and say it the way you want. I know that every time they're playing, you cannot stop watching. So please, go for it.
No, okay, fine. And we had spoken about this at length before, and the reason remains the same, which is that I think they are packed with some of the most exciting cricketers playing the game right now. And of course, Jofra Archer is right up there, Smith right up there. And then they have all these Indian Ranji Trophy domestic players like Jaideep Punarkar, who all admire and we love how they sustain themselves to the grit and grind of domestic cricket and they keep doing well year after year after year. And I really want to see this bunch of people do well in the IPL as well. I just feel like it makes some kind of a statement that, look, we are a bunch of domestic players and here's a bunch of players who do really well in tests. But when we combine, we can do well in the T20 league as well.
Absolutely. And the fact that they managed to, you know, breach the first score of 200 in this IPL without either Ben Stokes or Joss Butler is just a bit ridiculous, no? I mean, Sanju Samson was, of course, you know, just beautiful to watch, you know, all those sixes that he hit with the support of Steve Smith at the other end. But they're still going to have Stokes and Butler in this side. And also, both Robin Uthappa and David Miller didn't come good. And yet, they managed to score those runs so effortlessly. I mean, like, you know, you spoke about Jofra.
Yeah,
you spoke about Jofra. How crazy was that last over, huh? At one point, Lungi Ngidi had given away 27 runs and two balls. I mean, with a six, a no-ball six, a no-ball six, a six and a wide. And this was all because of the pressure Jofra was putting on him.
It's incredible. I mean, he's like, Jofra's got the swagger to do anything, man. He bowls and he makes batsmen like fear for their lives. And then he does this, he comes out, he hits four sixes in a row. I mean, come on, like this guy. And he does all of that wearing like what? Like some 20 kilos of gold on his body.
Oh my God, I was just going to bring that up. I mean, really, like, you see, like, you know, idols and temples that are less draped in, you know, fineries than that, man. It's just a bit nuts. Like, yeah. I think his total weight went up at least 15 kilos.
But the man has swagger, boss. The man has swagger. And Steve Smith, how good was he? Steve Smith, he's really a player who, from the time he first made his international debut, he's been working on his game constantly. You know, he's never he never stops working on aspects of the game and improving, working, improving, working, improving. His mind's always racing. We know this. He hardly sleeps when there's a tournament on, you know, and he's constantly thinking of how he can do something better. And he actually, you know, unlike some people who can obsess about this, but never actually get better, he actually gets better. That's his gift. And, you know, we've not seen him play that well in T20s yet, but I think that's about to change. I think he's figured certain things out, and I think that's what we saw in his innings on that day. And of course, you know, what a wonderful opportunity for Sanju Samson, who was obviously, you know, going completely berserk on the other end, but to share the crease with Steve Smith and then you know, forge a partnership that is that explosive and of that kind of length, comparatively in T20, that was quite a lot of balls to play. Must have been an amazing experience. He actually spoke to us right after that, and he spoke about it. And then we asked him that, you know, did it remind him of Desert Storm? He was very shy.
He was very shy. Like,
no. But yeah, of course. But he said, yes, it was very hot. You know, one thing that he can say is that it was really hot out there in the middle in Sharjah.
Before my co-host gets even more carried away with this team, I'm going to move on to another one, which will be Sunrisers Hyderabad. Rudra, first impressions.
Sunrisers Hyderabad. They don't look like a very strong team.
Yeah, I mean, there are a bunch of guys who are injured and out. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, of course. They have David Warner, you know, which is the big thing. I mean, and this is a guy who can just, you know, clean, just take the IPL all by himself, which is something you know that he can do this. Right? He's possibly the best T20 batsman out there.
Yeah.
And Kane Williamson, again, like Steve Smith, I have great faith in players who are good across the board, you know, who are good in tests and ODIs. And Kane Williamson is a man who looks like that. He has the temperament. And, you know, I think, well, he doesn't look like a big explosive T20 player, but he has an amazing cricketing brain, and he knows exactly what to do when he's out there on the pitch. So you never know with Kane Williamson out there what he can do. And Rashid Khan, so, you know, a fairly good team. But something about them doesn't click. I mean, maybe you can tell me what doesn't.
No. I think they're going to click just fine, right? At this point, just a bunch of them who are a little rusty. Obviously, the English guys aren't so rusty because, you know, they've been playing all along, all through their summer. But that bowling lineup of Bhuvneshwar Kumar, Sandeep Sharma and Rashid Khan, you know, these guys are tried and tested winners, not just in the IPL. Everywhere else, but you know, the three of them doing well individually in separate franchises in the IPL. I mean, they're all known for it, and the fact that they're together is just going to help SRH's cause. They were all expensive, by the way, you know, relatively so in the first game against the RCB, but they will come into their own as this tournament progresses, as I said right in the beginning. And the little that I saw of
and
Johnny
Best. What
do you think
of Jason Holder? Yeah. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, the little that I saw of Best, though, you know, he looked fabulous. He was, I mean, he obviously also kind of had to, you know, anchor the top of the innings after Warner got out early. But like you said in the beginning, you know, Warner almost never, like, not makes it to the top run getters list in the IPL.
Yeah.
So, you know, this team is in very, very safe hands.
He's a monster.
Just, absolute monster. Yeah. And one loss to RCB is fine. I mean, it's okay. Like, you know, it's... I also have to mention this over and over again in this episode, that these are first impressions. We could be completely off the mark. We obviously can't... you know, at this stage, put our necks on the chopping block and say this team looks primed to win. I don't think that's the case with any of the teams yet.
No, of course not.
Yeah. So that's SRH. And they also know how to win the trophy, unlike the next team that I'm going to bring up, which is Delhi Capitals.
Before we go to Delhi Capitals, I just want to say, I have one question, which is, what do you think of Jason Holder coming in place of Mitch Marsh?
Man, so he was pretty good at KKR in his time there, wasn't he? I don't know. I mean, hit and miss again, I suppose, but like a very solid choice at this point. We'll see as the season progresses. And also, he has been playing cricket constantly because, you know, he went to England, played that test series there, and then came back and played in the CPL. So, a guy in form.
I'll tell you why I had this little doubt, niggling doubt about SRH, and I was like, okay, they don't seem such a solid team. It's because they lost to Royal Challengers Bangalore. That's why. I mean,
well,
if you lose an opening game to RC, shame on you. But okay.
But this could be RCB season. No, anyway, I mean, so okay. Because I brought up Delhi Capitals, I think we should get done with them first. And then I promised you, we will get right down to the other team that hasn't won the trophy, which is RCB. So let's start with D.
Yes. So being captained by Shreyas Iyer, I think that's a really good, bold move to have somebody as young and as talented as Shreyas Iyer, who's also, I think, a man with great temperament, has a lot of fun on the ground. I think that's very exciting. And to have with him, you know, Shikhar Dhawan, who has so much experience. And of course, again, he's a batsman who can play any format, especially the white ball formats, so well. He really knows what to do when he's out there. Rishabh Pant, who can single-handedly win matches for you. You never know what he's going to do. If he comes consistent, boss, there's no stopping him. I mean, he could be in that top five list of run getters.
I agree. Big fan.
And he could just win matches all by himself. And Ashwin is really good in T20s.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with both the ball and the bat, it's surprising, again, because, you know, looks can be deceiving. He looks like such a perfect test player, and he has been such a great test player, but he's very effective in T20s as well.
Agree. And that bowling lineup with Ashwin, I mean, now, of course, there is some worries over his injury after he, you know, kind of limped out after the first over. But Karun Nair and Nicholas Puran aren't bad wickets to get, you know, back-to-back in your very first over. I hope he's fine. Yeah. Is he fine? You have news on that?
Yeah, he used to be okay, doing all right. He's not broken anything. He's, you know, he's still going through some kind of physiotherapy and some restorative work. But it seems like maybe he'll miss a match, but he should be back soon.
Yeah, him with Kagiso Rabada, who's possibly my favorite bowler in, you know, world cricket today. That's quite a combination in their bowling lineup. But I'll tell you what, this was honestly my first impression. Shimran Hetmyer, who is this super exciting West Indian batsman who plays for Delhi Capitals now. I thought he was a bit lucky because he escaped everyone's wrath, right? Like, he kind of went under the radar for being overweight. I think just because he wasn't an Indian and all the focus was on, you know, Rohit and Saurabh Tiwari and Piyush Chawla. Man, Hetmyer's had like That's a lucky right. lockdown. He's huge.
I hope. But does it matter? I mean, we saw.
Doesn't matter.
I don't really know what. Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Completely different kind of fitness. I mean, I know Kohli is kind of like, you know, pushed the envelope into what modern day athletes kind of like, you know, look like. But in cricket, you can afford to look like a Rana Tunga or Rangana Hera.
Let's talk about Rohit Sharma. I mean, look at his innings yesterday. I mean, he was so comfortable. You've got to be comfortable with your body. I think that's more important. I mean, if everybody tries to be Virat Kohli and get a six-pack and get like ripped muscles, it might not work out to the body's advantage. You might lose energy. You might actually lose some of your explosive power. So, yeah, and cricket allows you to. So, Royal Challengers Bangalore. Should get
not
there.
The fittest guy. Before you say any more on Rohit, I'm going to take you to RCB because we leave Rohit for when we do Mumbai Indians. But let me start off with RCB then. You know, Devdutt Padikkal on debut looked absolutely amazing, that everyone saw. He was out-hitting Aaron Finch in the first 10 overs, the guy he was opening with. This is still a team that, you know, obviously depends very heavily on Kohli and AB de Villiers. And this has kind of, you know, been spoken to, you know, it's very maximum extent over the years. But the fact that things are oversaid and overdone is because it's kind of true. And, you know, the lower middle order after de Villiers, who saved them in the match against SRH, is extremely weak. You know, I mean, like with Shivam Dubey and the wicketkeeper and Philip, and, you know, followed by Washington Sundar, this is not the strongest lineup, right? I mean, it's very top heavy.
Yeah.
But having said that,
the same guys who I mentioned as a weak lower middle order are the guys who saved them with the ball. Because, you know, after, you know, their top order bowlers in Steyn and Umesh got whacked about, Saini, Yuzi Chahal and Shivam Dubey did beautifully to pull them back. I mean, I thought it was really well done to restrict SRH when they had a very gettable score in their chase.
Yeah. And again, I mean, Chahal, I think he's going to have a fantastic IPL. He's a very, very wily bowler. This is a medium that suits him. He doesn't get scared. He doesn't care. He's going to, you know, he's going to get hit for three sixes and he's still going to lob the ball up and try to snare the batsman. And that's that kind of bowler always gets, I think, does well. You can't be conservative. And Chahal is anything but conservative. And Devdutt Padikkal, I mean, he's had a very good domestic career, actually. So I'm not too surprised that he's doing so well. Right? And it is very impressive, very impressive. And you've got de Villiers, who, again, is one of those completely wonderful batsmen who can do absolutely anything. And he shows you, you know, he can hit when he wants to. He can control the innings like Thiago Alcantara in the midfield for Liverpool. Or what I hope Thiago will be in the midfield for Liverpool. Controlling the game. I mean, you saw him control the game, the one game that he's played there. Sorry, I couldn't help but bring in some football here. This is too much cricket for
me.
But Virat Kohli, there was an interesting question about Kohli that I would like to pose to you as well, which is that, you know, he obviously gets tons of runs, right? And he's not very explosive in that sense. He doesn't come out and start like hitting sixes all over the park from, you know, the second ball onwards, the third ball onwards. He takes a little bit of time. He does not really like to play aerial. He likes to go down the ground. And he inevitably gets a lot of runs. But there is, you know, angle of thought that that a player like that gets a lot of individual runs, but is not maybe very good for the team. Because T20, and especially in the league like the IPL, if you need too many balls to settle, and by too many balls, I mean more than six balls, right? And you need to construct an innings, then you may not be pushing a team to win.
Yeah, I think you agree with the
basically
larger,
the anchor's role is not important.
I don't know if I agree with you. All I'm saying is the point that you raised definitely warrants a slightly larger question in what is the role of the anchor batsman in T20 cricket? You know, is there any place for him?
Yeah.
But this, like you said, this is exactly what makes Kohli so consistent. The fact that like he has completely like, you know, shaved away risk from his game. Like, and I wouldn't second guess that, right? I mean, the fact that they haven't won a trophy, I think is something that the entire team has to shoulder, not just Kohli and the role that he plays. I know he's very influential in what he does with the bat. And, you know, could it be better? Yeah, okay, I'm sure. But I'm sure Kohli thinks so too. But yeah, for us to second guess possibly the greatest batsman on earth today and his way of going about, you know, his role in RCB is, yeah, that's beyond me. I'm not sure. I know this is a politically right answer and I don't usually give these, but I just don't have it in me to question Kohli's.
No, I get you. And also because, and I don't mean, please, I mean the role of the anchor. And I think that is also a difficult thing to, you know, to kind of tackle, because clearly anchors are everybody's favorite form of cricketer, right?
Yeah,
batsman.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because they are, you know that they're dependable, you know that they're going to score runs, you know they're going to stick around while everything else falls apart. So, I mean, who can question the role of an anchor? But, you know, so that it is a difficult thing to end off. But I would love to see some more data on this to see,
absolutely,
you know, What happens? I mean, is it really? I mean, do we need somebody to patiently score? And by patiently, I mean say run a ball or so in T20, or even better than that, but not going at a strike rate of 200, right?
Yeah.
But getting say 60 runs on all by himself, or do we need like five people to come in and get those 60 runs at a strike rate of 200 and all of them gets out? You know, I mean, what is that a better way of going about it? Something we would,
sure.
I would love
to
see.
I think this is definitely a piece you can commission sometime in the future, Rudra, because I think it will make for a very decent read. So, the Mayank Agarwal and Mohammad Shami show, right? I mean, this could really have been like a great day's play in, Brisbane at the Gabba on day three, because these two were phenomenal to watch. Did you watch the KXIP game?
I didn't actually. I missed that one.
Okay, yeah. It obviously caused the first star in the first super over of this IPL against Delhi Capitals. Yeah, it was just phenomenal to watch Shami open the bowling. He got Prithvi Shaw, Shimran Hetmeyer and Shreyas Iyer. These are very decent wickets to get in your first game in the IPL when you're coming off such a long, layoff. And with Sheldon Cotterill up there, opening the attack with him, I really think Punjab can be the dark horses this season. But again, they almost always are the dark horses. So,
yes, they are.
Yeah.
And more glory to all the great test players. More glory to all the great
Absolutely.
Test players. I really want these guys to this IPL to be about them.
And, exactly. Which the very first IPL could have been about. Right, that RCT team, which was possibly the greatest Test 11. I hope Punjab kind of pick up from where they left off and actually win it.
But look, see, Punjab's got one guy, and I think every team has this one person. And if this one person clicks throughout tournament consistently, you have a fantastic chance of making it all the way through. And that's Glenn Maxwell for me.
Oh yeah, of course.
Come on, just incredible when he gets into the flow of things. Just incredible. There's nothing that can stop him. And so very exciting to have him around. But also they have Chris Gayle. But I think Chris Gayle maybe won't even get a game.
Yeah, he may not. He really may not. I'm sure they'll, try and bring him in at some point because, he is Chris Gayle after all. But spot on Maxwell. Cannot have enough of him in the IPL right through the seasons, and really waiting to see what he does this season, because I think he's really in for something really explosive, right? He's going to go for it. And talking about Maxwell, let's move on to his previous team in Mumbai Indians. Go.
Okay, always, obviously, the favorites, and they've been the favorites for so long, and they just don't seem to. They are packed with quality players who can really, really do anything on the field, and great performers. Jasprit Bumrah, we saw what an incredible spell of bowling, last night, and Rohit Sharma. Again, just standing in the middle there and just banging it out six after six. beautiful batting. Hardik Pandya, again, such a joy to watch. Always smiling, always laughing. Comes out and, he's not a care in the world. And, when he clicks, it's going to be bad news for everybody.
Absolutely.
So, it's a very, very, very strong team. Just the classic Malinga not being there. How much will that affect their balance is something to worry about, I think, because obviously Malinga, no matter his age, no matter how slowly he bowls, he's just got that incredible ability to keep bowling those Yorkers one after the other, and batsmen really do not have an answer for it.
Right?
And there's so many, it's not just the Yorkers actually, it's the variety that he has around it, which scares the batsmen from addressing the Yorker, right? Because they think, okay, if I step out and try to make that into a half ball, what if he does something else? Because he's got such great control over the ball. So you've got two bowlers with insane control over the ball, Jasprit Bumrah and Malinga. And I hope Malinga is back soon.
You know what? I'm actually thrilled for James Pattinson, the guy who's replaced Malinga. He's finally made his IPL debut. And I think he looked just fine in both his games against Chennai and Calcutta. But you know what? From your first impressions of Mumbai, I love the word balance, right? Because that has been so key to Mumbai Indians' success. But I'll tell you what, with just Malinga missing, it's almost going to be impossible to topple this team, right? Because they still have that word. They still have balance. Because just see how beautifully layered that setup is, right? It's all trusted faces. They've stuck with most of these guys for eons and eons, that spine, that string of experienced players in their middle order in Surya Kumar Yadav, Hardik Pandya, Kyron Pollard and Krunal Pandya. I mean, this is to die for. That is why this team wins over and over and over again, right? Or at least they start peaking at the right time. This time, you know, they won their second game, of course. But listen, Bumrah, for as beautifully as he bowled in the first three overs, I just completely enjoyed Pat Cummins' assault on him in the fourth over. Only because it's so rare. I have absolutely nothing against Bumrah. I mean, I love him. But what an assault. Yeah. What an assault. Three, four, sixes, whatever it was. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And the last point.
I like to see one fast bowler going after another fast bowler. That's exciting. Great. Yeah.
All those old rules are torn up and thrown into trash cans, man. Like, you know, where you can't bounce a fellow fast bowler and all of that. Also, every time Bumrah tried to bounce Cummins, I know these fields are small and the ropes are pulled further in. But yeah, those pulls and hooks right outside the stadium, they were just great to watch. Final point on MI, Saurabh Tiwari. We were talking about the Rotan player. My God, this guy's come back with some excess baggage on him. But boy, he can still hit the ball, right? Like, I think a 40-odd in the first game, 13, you know, the one against KKR. He's a very super essential cog in this middle order. Yeah, beautiful batsman and all that weight in the world. I think he can, you know, he probably treats himself to a few more hamburgers after his, like, you know, a knock like that. So it's just fine. Just fine. There is space in cricket for the big guy, and I'm glad that there are a few of them in MI.
Yep. One after the other in the batting lineup, actually.
Absolutely. All out, man.
Maybe that's what gives the team. That's what makes the team so strong.
exactly.
So we come to the last team.
Oh, no, we have two left.
We have
Chennai and Calcutta. Which one would you like to do first?
Yes. Chennai. Let's go with Chennai. And I'll tell you why. I think they are in a very unenviable position. They are, they have the one of the greatest captains and players of all time. They're absolute icon. But somebody who's now very much out of touch with the game. And the thing is, because of this icon, I think this is my feeling that because of all this iconic stature that MSD enjoys with Chennai, and you know, it's very difficult to think of Chennai as a team without Dhoni in it or without being led by Dhoni. But I think that that time has come. You know, I'm putting my neck on the line here by saying this. But clearly, Dhoni is not ready. He's not ready with the bat. He's not ready. If he doesn't feel, and he said this, he's been quite honest about it. He said that he didn't feel ready with the bat. And if he doesn't feel ready with the bat, I wonder how ready he can feel about leading a team.
Sure. Yeah. Valid point. See, my worry was not that he didn't bat in the first match against Mumbai. It was really in the second game because, you know, that strategy was just baffling, to say the least. Because if he can hit sixes at will, as he did against Tom Curran in the final over when the pressure was off, because, you know, even six sixes wouldn't have won CSK the team. And I think he smacked three. Why not do it a little earlier? This is the same thing that Stokes spoke about in his book when you know, when he referred to Dhoni's strategy in the World Cup against England. It was the only game that we lost. You know, without saying anything untoward, and again, who are we to ever say it about Dhoni, but I'm saying it's just like you said, he looks a little off and maybe, you know, not the right fit in even in a setup like CSK anymore. But it really puzzled me. The strategy was, and I'm sure it puzzled everybody, including Dhoni fans. yeah, hard to watch. Really, really hard to watch. And you can see that they're missing, you know, Raina and Bhaji. Raidu more than made up for Raina's absence in the first game. With that, again, like a very sheet anchor knock. But yeah, this is a team that has to figure a lot out as this tournament.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, they were Dad's Army. They were Dad's Army last season. They were Dad's Army the season before. It seems like this Dad's age, boss. They become grandfathers. And these guys are stepping into that territory slowly.
Yeah, but Faf. Faf is an old guy.
How long can he be Dad's Army?
He looked pretty amazing. He looked really fit. I'm not just saying this because he scored runs. He's been, you know, amazing on the field, like taking some amazing catches, like affecting runouts. And that entire knock would have, you know, the chase. Let's just move on from this really touchy topic and move right on to
the topic, boss. We don't, it's a good thing that we are not trying to fly to Chennai anytime soon.
Like I said earlier, I'm sure Dhoni fans are looking at him through a very similar lens as well, even if they just don't concede it openly. Because, I mean, it's very evident now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very evident.
Yeah, we don't have to specify what that it is, but it is evident.
Don't go to Chennai.
Don't go to Madras. Yes. KKR. No. Let's come down to KKR and finish this, Rudra. Go for
it. Okay, KKR. Right. Yes. Right. So, I think their most valuable player of all time, you know, Sunil Narine, I think he's going the Dhoni way. You know, he's done it for so long now, and he's been absolutely brilliant. No, he wasn't. I mean, he was okay. But he's... You know, he's not had the same success that he's had with the ball over the last two seasons that he has had before. You know, and he had an incredible economy rate, like, you know, under bloody six runs and over through the IPL for three seasons in a row or something. And then the last two seasons have not been that kind. So, you know, there's something about his bowling that people have figured out. And as an opener, he was... did not look convincing to me at all in that one game that I saw. I could be wrong, but I think again Sunil Narine is at that point where Chris Gayle finds himself Dhoni may find himself.
Rudra, let me just cut in for a second and tell you why you possibly aren't wrong. Because in the CPL that just happened, you know, he plays, Sunil Narine plays for Trinbago Knight Riders, who won the trophy again.
Right.
And they are coached by Brendan McCullum because, you know, it's the same setup that owns KKR.
Right.
And Narine didn't play in the final. I mean, McCullum benched him. And a few people thought that it was possibly because they had an eye on the IPL and to rest him. But, you know, no one rests people from finals. Anyway, carry on.
Yes, of course. Okay, very good point. So the player that excites me most is Shivam Mavi, because
he looked good.
I like the KKR approach of picking up all these young domestic fast bowlers, Nagarkoti, Mavi, and giving them a go. And he looked really good in that first game.
Yeah, he did. Okay, so let me wrap this up. Very quickly, as I already mentioned, Pat Cummins' assault on Bumrah was possibly my favorite KKR moment from the week gone by. That was my big first impression. But I'll tell you who I'm most excited about in this team. Owen Morgan, obviously, because like he's been in, you know, the form of his life for a very long time now. And I think he is going to find a stature eventually. But the person who I'm most excited about is Nitish Rana. They've got like a real gem in that middle order. He looked fabulous the other night. And I think he's going to also have a season where, you know, he makes most people to sit up and take notice.
Cool.
Yeah. So that was our first impressions of this season's IPL. Do tune in to...
We have very strong first impressions.
That's right.
I think we'll have to swallow all our words by the end of this.
Yeah, exactly. But like we said, first impressions, right? Like, just let's leave it at that. No one's really sticking their necks out. I know we've done it a couple of times in this episode. But yeah, see you next time.
This was an episode of A View from the Stands. Do like and follow us on at HT Smartcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or write to us on podcasts@hindustantimes.com. You can listen to more podcasts by logging on to htsmartcast.com.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.